This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm just 5 more minutes, and then I am again jumping out of the cockpit here and turning it over to David Knight. I'm in the war room. David Knight is in the situation room. I'm going to go to some more news here in just a moment, but first I want to go to David Knight and ask him. I know he's always at the latest breaking news, special reports, and so much more that's coming up. Jakari Jackson's been out to polling places. Our crew's been out investigating Joe Biggs and others' election fraud. Some of those reports are going to be ready by the time David gets on. And then tonight, 7 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show. If you go to our Twitter at Real Alex Jones, you can see the meme image. Great graphic. Who made that? It's a talented graphics crew. We got 5 or 6 people. Was that Buckley or who was that? It's amazing. Robert did that. Great job, Robert. We're going to send that out. Help us retweet that so that people know about our coverage and where they can find it free. Just go to InfoWars.com or go to Real Alex Jones at Twitter and say, watch InfoWars exclusive Super Tuesday coverage starting at 7 p.m. Share this link. We're going to send another out and tweet it at Donald Trump and his supporters to tune in and get real coverage of Donald Trump dominating Super Tuesday. Then we'll send another tweet out about evidence of election fraud against Trump, and we're tracking it. We're going to retweet Drudge's tweet with our article as well. So a lot is happening. It is surreal, though. I used to be in national news maybe once a month, 15, 16, 17 years ago. Then it was every week. Then it was every day. Then it was every hour. Then it was every minute. I mean, some days I'd type in Alex Jones, InfoWars, there's like, 19,000 articles were in on Google News. I mean, I'm not bragging. That's like, whoa, what a responsibility. But, man, we really see what's happening, and it's just a manifestation. I'm not arrogant. Our success is the fact that we're informed, focused, and dedicated. And I pray for Providence, and you pray for us. But it's also, there's a rising tide. People are waking up. And Trump should know that, and he does. He said more and more, I'm a focal point, a channel for people's anger. And I think he's showing more humility. He's got to be confident to do what he's doing, and people are loving that. But I tell you, as the whole world lines up against Trump with his David Duke stuff and all the rest of it, his numbers are only going up. David Knight, what are you covering, and then what do you make of all this, of Trump just surging against everything they try?
Well, Alex, I think it was very significant over the weekend. I think Trump got his most significant endorsement with Jeff Sessions. That, as you know, that's the reason that I supported Trump. I voted for him today. I'm very troubled about many of the things that he said that are authoritarian, that go against individual liberty. But again, there's not any candidates out there who are supporting individual liberty. So really, at this level, we're going to have to fight for individual liberty in different ways and at different levels. And if Donald Trump comes out real bold-faced to take our liberties, I think that will really only help us in the fight, help us to wake up people. But on the positive side, what Jeff Sessions showed and talked about,
he said what you said, it's about sovereignty.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that he's the only one that's going to stop these trade deals, and Jeff Sessions is the only person in the Congress, in the House of Representatives or the Senate, who bothered to look at these trade deals. And he looked at them in detail. He put up massive
Will it make you go? You're going to talk more about this after the break when I'm gone. But will it make you go from being holding your nose and going for Trump, and will it make you really get behind him if he makes Sessions his VP? Because that's the word, by the way.
Well, absolutely. No. I wouldn't say that I'm even holding my nose at this point, because, as I said, the things that I disagree with Donald Trump on, I disagree with all the Republican and Democrat candidates on. And so when I look at this, I think it's very, very important for us to understand that on these three legs of globalism, Donald Trump is the one who is positively going to react against that. And certainly,
you should do a video about Trump's the only one covering the three legs of globalism, and we tweet that out to Trump and others, because he is listening to us. He is getting our factoids, and so we're communicating with him through different levels, both public and private. So I think that's important. Trump's starting to get it, where he said, we're fighting an oligarchy. We're fighting these elite offshore people that have hijacked us. If he starts pointing out that we've actually been taken over, it's game over for the globalists, because we have been taken over by collaborators like the French were in World War II. The French shut down, folks. If people actually get, whoa, the UN isn't coming, they're already here, it's game over, man, game over.
Yeah, actually, when you look at it, when you look at the TPP, you look at the TTIP, Jeff Sessions has explained it to people, but we're going to take a look at NAFTA because we know 23 years after the fact what NAFTA has done to our country. We're going to take a look at that in detail when we come back.
All right, great job day tonight. Folks, don't forget, it was our biggest sale ever. It's over, the Leap Year sale. We had to end it because many items sold out, but we're keeping the same discounts, 30% off and free shipping through tomorrow on the items that are left, and that is most our items. Please take advantage of and support the broadcast. Thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history, and out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Super Tuesday. We're going to have live coverage tonight as the results unfold. We're going to be there with analysis, and we're going to have a lot of reports. We've got a report coming up in just a moment. We had Joe Biggs do further investigation on what was heard this morning on the local radio station, KLBJ. People called in to say that they were voting at various polling locations here in Austin and I think also in Georgetown. They said that as they voted and they saw their tally being totaled on the machine as you feed it in, I'm not really sure what the machine looks like because where I voted, they don't have those kind of fancy machines. Good thing they don't. We don't need them, quite frankly. We need a paper trail, and we need people to count this stuff, and we need to have something that we can audit. The further we can get away from this electronic voting, and I say this as an electrical engineer, somebody who understands software, who understands how easy it is to hack this system, We need to go back to just honest paper ballots. It's very simple. It's very simple. You just want an audit trail, and we want to be able to see where this stuff is. So we want to there's so many different places where voter fraud can come in. But, of course, we've got this report, and we're going to play this in just a moment. But I want to take you back 16 years. Remember the South Carolina primary? George Bush is running his main competition. George W. Bush is running his main competition is John McCain. And as they pointed out 8 years ago, as John McCain was running again at that time, this is an article from the New York Times. They said Karl Rove came to the rescue for George W. Bush with a vicious smear tactic against John McCain. Rove invented a uniquely injurious fiction for his operatives to circulate via a phony poll. They call these things push polls, okay? You put out some false information. You do it on the eve or the day of the election, and it's vicious smears and the guise of being a poll. And this is what they said. Would you be more or less likely to vote for John McCain if you knew that he had fathered an illegitimate black child? This is what they did in South Carolina, of course. And as they point out in the New York Times, this was no random slur. McCain was at the time campaigning with his dark-skinned daughter, Bridget, who he had adopted from Bangladesh. So he goes out and he adopts a girl from Bangladesh. And because she's got dark skin, they start to circulate a rumor in South Carolina, hoping they can appeal to people's racism, to say that, well, would it concern you if you thought that he had fathered an illegitimate child? What is happening today, throughout this whole weekend, with the KKK slurs against Donald Trump is exactly the same thing. It's just a different kind of racism. You understand that? This is still bringing up the racism and applying it in a different way, doing a push poll and saying, well, okay, you know, he distanced himself from David Duke and the KKK. He didn't want to be a part of the Reform Party years ago because they were in it. But he just didn't say enough or say it strongly enough to distance himself from being endorsed by somebody else. That's precisely what's going on. And it is really annoying beyond belief, but reminding us again why we are against the GOP establishment. We see the leadership, like Paul Ryan, beating this dead horse still today. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. And if you think you're going to get anything different with anybody other than Donald Trump, just look at what Paul Ryan is doing today over this non-issue of the David Duke endorsement. You can't help who votes for you or who endorses you. And he's already distanced himself from that. But let's take a look at the other issues involved with this, because the latest polls that we saw in Texas, and of course, Texas is a very large state, 155 delegates coming out of Texas. The only state that has more delegates is California with 172. But I guess we could say that the Republican establishment itself is one of the largest states. 150 votes have been reserved for RNC superdelegates, almost as much as Texas. So you've got 150 for the GOP establishment. Texas gets 155, California 172. Everybody else is getting far, far less delegates than that. And, of course, you could say that the RNC superdelegate primary is a winner-take-all, or I guess you could say the establishment-take-all. That's where the people like Paul Ryan, that's why they're so confident that if they can keep Marco Rubio with a pulse, try to create some kind of a narrative where he still has a pulse, that they can turn this thing around at a brokered convention. And, of course, the last poll that we saw, Marco Rubio was at 19%. That's a very significant number, not just because he's in a distant third place, but because if he doesn't get a threshold of 20%, then he's not going to get a single delegate anywhere in Texas. You have to have at least 20% to get even a proportional allocation of some of the delegates in Texas. So let's go to this report of Joe Biggs following up on the reports that some votes were getting switched from Trump to Rubio as they were being tallied.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, earlier today, listeners of the KLBJ radio show called in with concerns about the voting process that is happening on Super Tuesday. Now, multiple listeners called in saying that they had voted for Donald Trump, and yet Marco Rubio was showing up. This is the morning radio show host. What's your name, sir?
Todd Jeffries.
Now, Todd Jeffries, what happened this morning when you were doing your show?
Yeah, it was pretty surprising. Probably about a dozen phone calls in a very short period of time. They just like you outlined, they wanted to vote for Donald Trump, but they, in the end, when they went back to check, it showed that they voted for Marco Rubio. And some people actually called in saying that, well, it was a glitch. Well, it was operator error, a mistake, that sort of thing. Easily correctable if you just check your ballot before you leave the voting booth. But the bottom line is it's not accurate. It's whether it's a mistake because of equipment or operator error, the voter made a mistake. The bottom line is it wasn't accurate. I mean, it feels like, you know, we can pick an American Idol more accurately than we can a president. And if people can't trust the system and can't trust the process, whether it was operator error or technical mistakes, it's wrong. And when people can't trust their election process, then what the heck are we doing? You know, it's just not fair. It's not right. It's not accurate. And it fuels, you know, a lot of speculation and frustration and just a basic lack of trust in the system itself.
It was pretty interesting. I was listening to some of your audio clips this morning, and I remember a caller calling in saying that last week his grandmother came in and voted. Tell me about that.
Yeah, he called in. His grandmother had a problem voting last week, an older lady, and had some trouble with the equipment in the voting booth, with this new digital and high-tech way that we're voting nowadays. And I bet that happens a lot all across the country. You know, the older folks, they're just not used to the equipment and the technology, and they don't know they should check it before they leave. And it's very possible that we've had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people across this country in this election and in previous elections where what they thought they were voting on just didn't come out in the end. It just wasn't accurate for them. And therefore, their vote didn't count. It counted for somebody else or something else. And this is true not just in, you know, political races, but bond package races, you know, various things we vote on at the polls.
Well, there you have it. At the end of the day, whoever you're voting for, check the ballot. Make sure you're getting what it is you're voting for. And if not, bring it to the attention of the people working there. Whether this is a scam, this is a computer glitch, or this is personal error, make sure that you get the person you want so we don't have the wrong person in charge of our country. This has been Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
And, of course, we can have we can say mistakes have been made, but we can also say there's always a lot of election fraud. As Alex was pointing out, if it is a landslide, they can't do anything about it. But if it is a close race, you better believe that they're going to be able to fudge those results in there. When I voted today in Texas, it's the first time since I've been to Texas that I voted. And I got to say that at least on the voter identification part, it was much better than it was in North Carolina. Now, they've tried to change this in North Carolina, but in North Carolina, all you have to do is just show up and give them your name and your address, and they let you vote. You don't need to show a picture ID. Very, very open, whereas here you had to show a driver's license, picture ID, something like that. You had to sign that you were voting. We had a friend of ours in North Carolina in the last election who went in to vote, and they said, well, I'm sorry, you've already voted. He said, no, I haven't. And they said, well, yeah, you have. And he looked and he could see the people that were at the address there. And he saw that his deceased mother had already voted in that. And we reported that 4 years ago. But that's what happens when you don't have voter ID checking. You can have fraud as to who the legitimate voters are. Of course, there's a lot of ways that they can introduce fraud in terms of tallying, in terms of keeping custody of the votes. They can stuff the ballot afterwards. That's the old fashioned way to do it. And of course, we saw in the primaries last time a lot of voter tally fraud where people would phone in the results and they would get flipped, or other things would happen. And, of course, this was reported just recently on the Democrat side between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Remember, we had the Iowa caucus. I think it was also maybe in New Hampshire. But I think it was especially in the Iowa caucus where they were saying, wait a minute, we had these votes, and they got reported inaccurately. We're also going to take a look at some of the phone calls that happened with that. But I don't know. We don't have time to go to this MSNBC piece. MSNBC, we're going to play this when we come back from the break. A perfect way to show how the mainstream media is trying to push this phony racism issue to the hilt. And as I began talking about how they did that with John McCain 16 years ago in South Carolina, we're going to show you a clip that was on MSNBC where they go to they talk about how racist Donald Trump is because he hasn't done enough to distance himself from, we have time. Let's play that clip. We've got that queued up. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I quote the wrong one of our reporters, and I don't want to quote the wrong reporter here, was just out of the Trump campaign. I think we have the sound, and my team will have to tell me, where they spoke with some Trump supporters. Let's play what they said.
David Duke and people like that, they come out from under the rocks all the time.
This is
around
the black
time
said.
Got nothing to do with Donald Trump. We're all Americans. I think we need to stop with all the racist stuff and the race being. Like me and my friend right here, we just met today, we was talking. You know, we got got to stop with that racism.
My friend is red as white.
This, that, we all Americans, man. And nobody paying David Duke no mind.
So he says we're all Americans.
Clearly, let me just be clear here. Obviously, the majority of Donald Trump supporters are not African-American. I don't know how many African-Americans were in that building, but that is one person that
don't get the wrong idea, though. There's white people that support Donald Trump, she says. Yeah. That's the amazing thing. You've got to see that report. She comes back, she's speechless. Well, let's just make it clear. There's not a lot of African-Americans who support Donald Trump. That reporter who showed that is going to be in a lot of trouble. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We just went to break. We had played an amazing pushback against MSNBC. We're going to play that clip for you again in just a moment. But they were pushing this whole meme of attacking Donald Trump because he hadn't done enough about the KKK, saying he's racist, he's racist. And then they go to the rally, talk to a black man who is there at the Trump rally, and he's saying, look, these people are going to come out of the woodwork all the time. I'm just here with my friend here. And he points to a middle-aged white man who's sitting next to him. And he goes, we're just all Americans. We need to understand where these attacks are coming from. And they come back, and the MSNBC anchors are speechless. I want to play that again for you because I talked over a little bit, and I want you to hear it. And if you're watching this, I want you to see the expressions on their faces. Truly classic. Before we go to that clip, just want to let you know that we've extended the leap year sale that we had yesterday. It was to end last night at midnight. We have extended it just a little bit more today. 30% off everything in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping on orders above $50. And, of course, that's 30% off everything. It has been a huge sale. We've already sold out of Super Male Vitality, Secret 12, DNA Force, Living Defense, but there's a lot of other products that are still there. You can sign up for auto delivery. Make sure you get guaranteed delivery each month on your products, and make sure that you get a guaranteed discount of 10% each month on the products that you sign up for with AutoShip. A great sale going on right now. 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping on all orders above $50. Let's play that clip again. I want people to hear this because it's a classic example of the truth just shutting down the lies that they were spinning for about 5 minutes prior to this, going to this clip, and then they come back and they're speechless. Let's go to that clip.
One of our reporters, and I don't want to quote the wrong reporter here, was just out at the Trump campaign. I think we have the sound, and my team will have to tell me, where they spoke with some Trump supporters. Let's play what they said.
David Duke and people like that, they come out from under the rocks all the time around this time this year. It got nothing to do with Donald Trump. We're all Americans. I think we need to stop with all the racist stuff and the race being. Like me and my friend right here, we just met today, we was talking. You know, we got to stop with the racist stuff and this, that. We all Americans, man. And nobody paying David Duke no mind.
Clearly, let me just be clear here. Obviously, the majority of Donald Trump supporters are not African American. I don't know how many African Americans were in that building, but that is one person that we have chosen to cut that sound from, David.
Yeah, so she has to push back and say, well, you know, he's not typical. They don't have, you know, black people don't really support Donald Trump, just like the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, said. I want to know who these 44% of Hispanic voters in the GOP primary were that voted for Donald Trump above all of the other candidates. You see, people who don't consider America to be their host country, as Vicente Fox said. You know, by the way, Fox, if it's their host country, if they're not citizens, they don't get to vote unless there's some fraud going on. But people who don't consider it to be their host country, who consider it to be their country, who have come in legally, have become American citizens, have gone through the process, they don't want to see their country become like the country that Vicente Fox runs over. Okay? His regime was corrupt. His regime was violent. They came here to escape that kind of failed regime. And I want to talk to you now about NAFTA and what has happened with us. Because we had a lot of people say, you know, we got to be very careful because the Mexicans aren't going to like us. If we talk about building a wall, the Mexican government is going to hate us. And it's like, well, go ahead. Because, you know, just last year, they got $58 billion in a trade deficit with them. $58 billion went to Mexico out of the American economy just last year. And where did this all come from? Well, this all came from NAFTA. We've had Senator Jeff Sessions say that he was supporting Donald Trump. He said, look, I don't agree with him on everything. I don't agree with him on everything either. But he said, we have to understand the country is going to be destroyed if we don't get control of our borders, if we don't get control of our trade. And Jeff Sessions, the only senator, I was very disappointed that Rand Paul, that Ted Cruz did not go and take a look at this and report on it in detail. But he did. He reported on it in detail. He set up a dog and pony presentation show for his fellow members of the Senate who could care less. And really, it was for the public, because he knew his colleagues didn't care. His colleagues didn't go to bother to even look at this. And he explained to them the many problems with this, and it's not an issue even of free trade. Bernie Sanders opposes TPP. He doesn't oppose open borders. He doesn't oppose climate change being set up to enact a global taxation regime. But he opposes the TPP and the TTIP because he said it's about free trade, and he opposes that philosophically. Well, it's not even about free trade. It's about managed trade. It's about trade being managed by an international commission. It's about an agreement that is a living document, and Jeff Sessions pointed that out. He has been advising Donald Trump since August of last year on trade issues. Donald Trump has talked about this for 35 years. Come back. We're going to tell you how NAFTA has worked out for the United States in the last 23 years.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Super Tuesday, and we have a report that's up on the Drudge Report. Trump supporters in Texas see their votes switched to Rubio. And these were numerous callers who flooded the Austin-based radio station KLBJ this morning with reports of mistakes after they tried to vote for Trump. They saw on their somehow, and I don't know how this device works because they don't have this where I vote in Texas. I'm way out of Austin as far out as I can get by choice. But the people who are in Austin have these fancy machines that are capable of looking at your ballots and switching them around. Evidently, that's what people were calling up and complaining about. They said numerous computer freeze-ups, other glitches were causing voter snafus at locations all around Travis County. Situation normal, all snafu'd up. Okay, and they point out that Rubio's Super PAC has poured $1.5 million of its budget into Texas. And here's the key. The last poll that we saw, Rubio was at 19%. If he is below a 20% threshold, he will get zero, zip, nada delegates out of Texas. So that's a very key thing. Now, he does have, with the establishment backing him, 150 RNC superdelegates, which is nearly as many as if he had won every single delegate in the state of Texas, the second largest state delegate-wise for the GOP. So that's a big advantage that he comes in. They're not showing on the voter totals. Everybody is showing how many superdelegates Hillary Clinton has lined up. She has lined up over 500 superdelegates before the election even started, running against Bernie Sanders. That has really ticked people off, and rightfully so. They can see that their votes don't really count nearly as much as Hillary Clinton. When you look at the way the votes were split, you could see that it took 10,000 votes and a couple of the early states. It was either Iowa or New Hampshire. I can't remember. One of those votes, I looked at it, and 10,000 votes for, I think it was in New Hampshire where he did well. 150,000 votes, then he got 15 delegates. So 10,000 voters for him to get one delegate. Or Hillary Clinton could just pick up the phone and talk to one of her buddies in the Democrat establishment, and they would vote for her. That's the corruption that we see. And, of course, it's every bit as bad in the RNC, even worse in the sense that they're not showing the superdelegates and how they are committed. I mean, they really should be showing that Marco Rubio has got 150 delegates in his pocket or whoever the mantle is going to go on. And that's the key. They haven't really decided who their establishment candidate is. He is out front in the running for this. And, of course, when we look at this, it harkens back to Iowa. Remember, everybody was complaining about the fact that one of Marco Rubio's biggest financial backers was going to be counting the votes in the Iowa caucus. And then after it happened, everybody said, well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, Marco Rubio was polling around 12% before the election. And all of a sudden he jumped up to 23%. Maybe there was something going on with that. And we might see the same type of thing happening. I want to get back to the trade issue because I think this endorsement by Senator Jeff Sessions this last weekend was huge. And it was precisely why I told Alex a couple of weeks ago that I decided that I was going to vote for Donald Trump, even though I strongly disagree with him on all of the individual liberty issues. He's come across as very authoritarian, but of course, so did the rest of them. You've heard, haven't you, Marco Rubio bragging about how you know, he's going to ramp up the security state. You've seen Ted Cruz saying that he thought that Ed Snowden was a hero. Now he thinks that Snowden is a traitor. He himself has his own little creepy data mining system that should send shivers up and down your spine when you envision Ted Cruz as commander-in-chief, the way he has done this kind of data analysis and manipulation of potential voters in the GOP primaries. But then, of course, there's also the character issue. The man who said that he was going to abolish the IRS, now using the IRS as a weapon against his political opponents, acting as if you're being audited by the IRS, that somehow makes you a criminal or a bad guy. Does he not remember how the Tea Party organizations were targeted by the IRS and are still being targeted by the IRS? Would you rather have somebody who has been a victim, targeted by the IRS, continually audited by the IRS? Would you rather have somebody like that as president or somebody who kind of snarkily says, oh, well, the IRS is auditing you. You must be a criminal. I think, of course, Donald Trump has a large staff. He's got a lot of lawyers. He doesn't feel the burden of an IRS audit like an individual would who doesn't have the resources to deal with it. But it's going to give him more of a incentive to really look at what these people are doing than somebody like Ted Cruz, who says he's going to help the Tea Party people against the IRS being used as a criminal political witch hunt and then starts dumping on people and insinuating, oh, there must be something there to hide because you're being audited by the IRS because you don't want to show your IRS tax returns. Seriously? I mean, if you want to be a constitutionalist, if you want to be an originalist, then tell us why you are a natural-born citizen, Ted. We know you're naturalized. We know that Marco Rubio is naturalized. But neither one of you are natural-born citizens. And when you say in the debate, well, hey, I've argued before the Supreme Court, and I know that I'm a natural-born citizen, fine. Have the respect for the voters to make your case as to why you're a natural-born citizen. I don't think you are. I don't think a judge like the one that you say that you would support would say that you are either. And so the first job, if you're going to be a constitutionalist, if you're going to defend the Constitution, is to respect its requirements for eligibility, even if they get in the way of your personal ambition, your personal ambition. But let's talk about trade issues, because I think this is the positive reason to vote for Donald Trump. That and the fact that he stands up to the GOP establishment, which, of course, is all part of the same issue. Now, Donald Trump said, and it was reported by the AP this yesterday, he said the NAFTA trade deal is a disaster, and he said he would break it. And they went apoplectic. They said, you can't break NAFTA. You can't stop that giant sucking sound, as Ross Perot said. So the AP goes out and they talk to people to tell us why that would be the end of the world if we didn't have the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is really not a free trade agreement. It's thousands of pages that manage our trade. And who do they turn to? They turn to the Council on Foreign Relations. They have two people there talking about what a disaster it would be, how other countries like Mexico would retaliate. This is what the CFR guy says. He said Mexico, for instance, might scale back its purchase of U.S. goods. Oh, really? Oh, really? I think they've already done that. You see, we've got this thing called a trade deficit. Let's pull up this graphic. Pull up the one that shows it year by year. And let people take a look at this. The U.S. versus Mexico trade balance. You can look at the trade balance. Look at that graph there. And you can see that, you know, well, there's a couple of years we had a small trade deficit with them. But most of the years it was positive until NAFTA was passed. See that big red arrow on the chart? Okay. So it's like, you know, we're plus or minus $2 to $5 billion a year in a trade deficit with Mexico. Then all of a sudden, NAFTA is passed. What happens with NAFTA? All of a sudden, our trade deficit drops or increases to $15 billion. We get a trade deficit of $15 billion negative, and then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And look at that. We haven't had a trade surplus, but it went from, we were going back and forth, $2 to $5 billion trading back and forth in Mexico. Sometimes they were up, sometimes we were up. Okay, then it goes to a negative trade deficit every year, getting down in some years to negative $72 billion. So you think Mexico, CFR people, you think Mexico is going to scale back its purchases of U.S. goods? Take a look at the graph they already have. We've got a massive trade deficit. They are customers. That's why we shouldn't care about what Mexico and China think about, quote-unquote, free trade, which is really managed trade. When you look at this collectively, and actually on my chart I did a disservice, $916 billion trade deficit with Mexico since 1990. Really should take a should have totaled that from 1994. A million jobs were lost, okay? So you look at that, a collective chart there. Now, it was 3 years ago, on the 20th anniversary of NAFTA, that the Huffington Post looked at this and they said a million jobs lost, higher income inequality. They said this study that was put out by Public Citizen, NAFTA at 20 years old, they published a report that details the wreckage. They said the study makes for a blood-boiling read. We look at the promises of all these U.S. corporations about all the jobs that were going to be created, but there were jobs that were lost to Mexico. And here's their bottom line. They say it demonstrates why NAFTA should be renegotiated or terminated. Oh, yeah. And, you know, why would they say that? Listen to some of the data here. A growing income inequality. They say U.S. trade deficit growth with Mexico and Canada has been 45% higher than with countries that are not a party to the U.S. Free Trade Agreement. In other words, our deficit grew at a 45% rate that was higher than the countries that were not part of the free trade agreement. But now we're told we need to do NAFTA with all the Asian countries, TPP, with all the European countries, TTIP. Okay, so they want to replicate the GOP establishment, the Democrat establishment. Understand, both of them are in on this. So both the establishment of both political parties want to get together with the global elite, and they want to do to our country many times worse than what has happened with NAFTA. They also point out that our manufacturing exports to Canada and Mexico grew at less than half the pre-NAFTA rate. It was a giant sucking sound. That doesn't even come close to saying what it truly was. Now, they said at the time, and this was Huffington Post, said this demonstrates why NAFTA should be renegotiated or terminated. What did Donald Trump say that got everybody so upset? He said, every agreement has an end. Every agreement has to be fair. He said, we are going to renegotiate NAFTA or we are going to end it. Yeah, that's it. We will renegotiate it or we will break it. It has been a disaster. He is exactly right. That is why Jeff Sessions said he is supporting him. Let me read you something from a guy who was a former communications director for Jeff Sessions. He's now a senior policy advisor for Donald Trump. And he says this. He says, mass immigration, open borders, amnesty, the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, even more globalist trade deals and the destruction of U.S. sovereignty are the agenda that Marco Rubio and the GOP establishment are promoting. Understand that. He said, understand everybody listening today, there is no point of return. It is not far away. It is right in front of you. If you cross it, there is no going back. And then Stephen Miller goes on to say this, and this explains why Marco Rubio is so far behind in his home state. He says in Florida, Mr. Rubio killed a bill to block sanctuary cities. And he asks, how many Floridians today have been wounded or maimed or lost a loved one because Marco Rubio didn't fight to help the bill to stop sanctuary cities? Who is their voice? And he says, Marco Rubio pushed to give in-state tuition to illegal aliens. How many young people in Florida today are in debt because that money has been held away from them so that Marco Rubio could waste the time of Florida legislature to find a way to discount tuition for illegal immigrants instead of fighting for his state's own immigrants, okay? And I would also say, how are people going to be able to afford property taxes on their homes when we open the borders, as Bernie Sanders wants to do, and we bring in everyone from all over the world and provide them with free college tuition? How are you going to pay for that? How are you going to pay for that? When you make college free, when you subsidize it with the government, all it does is get more expensive. So it's going to ramp up into a bankruptcy type of situation very, very quickly. Now, one of the other things that they said in this article, looking at NAFTA at 20 years old, 3 years ago, they pointed out 845,000 U.S. workers in the manufacturing sector had been certified for Trade Adjustment Assistance, TAA, since NAFTA, NAFTA, because they lost their jobs due to imports from Canada and Mexico. So understand, they certified almost a million of the workers who lost their jobs and say, well, we're going to give them some kind of welfare for a short period of time to ease their anger, to get adjusted to their lower standard of living, because we just sent their jobs away with NAFTA. That is what we're going to see on a global basis. We've already seen that type of thing. I talked about last week the shipping container ships that come over here, the newest one, biggest one ever, the size of the Empire State Building. It comes here, it takes days or weeks to unload, and yet when it goes back, it's entirely empty. That is the picture of what is going on with our trade. We cannot sustain this. It will destroy this country. So that's the reason that I'm voting for Donald Trump. That's the reason you need to understand where this is all headed. And as far as the rest of the issues go, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Nobody is going to give you your liberty. You're going to have to fight every inch of the way for your liberty. You're going to have to do that at local and state levels. You're going to have to get people elected at the local and state levels who are going to stand up to these out-of-control bureaucracies. No president is going to do that for you. Quite frankly, Ronald Reagan didn't. Many things got worse under Ronald Reagan. Look at the war on drugs. He turned it into a prosecution of individual users. They used it to create mandatory minimums. They used it to create this massive prison population, the largest the world has ever seen. Here in America, America is a prison state. Bernie Sanders came out against it. He said, let's talk about this. We need to end private prisons, for-profit prisons is what he had to say. And I thought, yeah, that's great. Let's end this prison economy that we've got going. But his biggest problem with it wasn't so much that we had the war on drugs that was locking up so many of our people. His biggest problem was that somebody was making a profit from it. Bernie Sanders doesn't like anybody to make any money, okay? Typical socialist. So understand, people, that there are ways we can agree with people. We can even come to them on the standpoint of saying we need to take away the financial incentive to create this prison planet that we've created here in America. But the war on drugs and the mandatory minimums that we've seen from the Reagan administration, the shutting down of due process, the creation of civil asset forfeiture that just steals people's property without any due process, I can't understand why conservative Republicans would allow a situation where the government can come in and confiscate your house because they allege that there were teenagers that were friends of your son on the back porch smoking a joint. I mean, that's happened. That's not an exaggeration. I mean, why would you want to live in a country where you've got absolutely no private property rights? And we talk about eminent domain. And yet, all of these candidates who say that they are on the opposite side of the issue of eminent domain from Donald Trump, they support the Keystone Pipeline. That tells you everything you need to know. I would rather have somebody who honestly comes to my face and has a disagreement with me and says, I think eminent domain is great, rather than somebody like Ted Cruz who says, oh, eminent domain is horrible. I agree with you. We got to get rid of that, because if we don't get rid of that, there is no such thing as private property, especially when it's done for private use. And then turns around and supports it by supporting the Keystone Pipeline. See, that's the kind of backstabbing, lying demagoguery that has caused people to pull back and say, you know what, I just want to give Donald Trump a chance because he is a straight shooter, instead of somebody who will lie to my face, as we've seen from the GOP establishment over and over again, and then stab me in the back. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some allegations from the New York Times that conservative media has been part of that lying to your face, then stabbing you in the back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Stone. You only once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. This last segment, I want to talk about what the conservative media is doing to play voters. Before we do, I just want to let you know that we've extended the 30% off InfoWars store. This is the once every 4 year sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We put 30% off as well as free shipping on orders above $50. We've extended that another day here, and we've extended it for InfoWars Select Storable Foods. That is a huge discount whenever you can get not only 30% off, but you can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more for food, because that's a big package. It's even a bigger savings for the shipping on that than it is for the health products that we typically sell. So again, check out the sale. It has been extended 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com, including InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off and free shipping on everything that is $50 or more. A huge sale that has been extended for another day. Now, as we were talking in the last segment, I was talking about Senator Sessions and how he had endorsed Donald Trump this weekend, talking about the case that Donald Trump would stand against these new trade deals that are not only a bad deal for us, a catastrophic deal for us economically. We talked about what's happened in the last 23 years with NAFTA. But, of course, from a sovereignty standpoint, remember, it was Senator Sessions who took on Leon Panetta as Secretary of Defense. He said, well, if we were going to have a no-fly zone in Syria declared, he said, who would you go to as Secretary of Defense? Who would the administration, the Obama administration, go to authorize such a thing? And Leon Panetta says to his face, well, we would talk to the UN and we would talk to NATO. He goes, I can't believe you would say that. You're a former congressman. He's like eight terms a former congressman. He was a chief of staff for the Clinton administration. He'd been CIA director. But, of course, he had absolutely, maybe because of all those things, he had absolutely no respect for the Constitution. And Senator Sessions was just absolutely amazed. We played that clip last night on the nightly news. You really need to see that. You really need to understand where Senator Sessions is coming from. And again, I don't agree with Senator Sessions on the war on drugs. You're never going to find anybody that you agree with on every single issue. If you agree with somebody on every single issue, you haven't done enough research, okay? You make an adult decision, and you say, I agree with him here, I disagree with him over here. These issues where I disagree with him, are they as vital as the ones that I agree with him on? Or are these issues over here where I disagree with him, are they completely washed out because all of his other competition is wrong on that issue as well? Now, one of the things that Stephen Miller, and of course I read this report, it was from Breitbart, about how Stephen Miller was making a case against Marco Rubio. And he quoted Rush Limbaugh. And he said, let's remember the warning of Rush Limbaugh, who said that if Rubio is president, within 12 to 18 months, the entirety of the donor class agenda will be implemented. Very strong words. Which made me truly amazed at the story that I saw and some of the things that I've seen Rush Limbaugh say within the last month about Marco Rubio. He's going back and forth. He's had some kind things to say about pretty much all the candidates. He does that. But today, you know, we had the story that came out of the New York Times this last weekend about how Marco Rubio was pushing for immigration reform with the conservative media. He was chosen as the one from the Gang of Eight to promote this. And, of course, that's been widely reported in the past. Phyllis Schlafly and many others have talked about that. The New York Times goes into detail and talks about how he joined a push and he promoted this with Fox News, Roger Ailes, and Rupert Murdoch, and how they came in and said, well, we're going to try to be friendly with your amnesty plan, but we're going to need to get Rush Limbaugh on board. Which makes it truly amazing when I hear Rush Limbaugh say, okay, I went to that private meeting, but I didn't sign up to it. But then he goes on to say that even after Rubio was there pushing for amnesty, pushing to take away our sovereignty, he still calls him a legitimate full-throated conservative, a Reaganite. Give me a break. Stay with us. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll give you the straight shot on what's going on tonight. 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll cover Super Tuesday results.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.